Seem like everywhere we go, they know us. When it come to rap, got it wrapped like a cold lunch. Get a hole in your foot of bread if you don't nuts. Trying to get my money like the Bradys, yeah, whole bunch. I'm riding around the city, boy, 508. And trying to get money, but the 508.
On today's podcast, I'd like to welcome on probably the consensus top offensive lineman in Central Mass this season. And someone we're very lucky to have on the podcast, Sean Reagan of St. John's, also headed to Boston College next year, where they're collecting a lot of the top Central Mass players these days, including another good lineman in Chris Lindstrom. And who knows, maybe we'll see the same with Sean down the line. Sean, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem, Carl. It's a real pleasure.
First, the news of the week, I think, is definitely, big Leominster game coming up. You guys play a lot of big games, but that seems to be, at least the last few years, kind of the marquee matchup in Central Mass. Also some playoff implications and could end up deciding who hosts the playoff game, or be a playoff preview. First, how's the team feeling going into this game? I know you guys are on a win streak. You've had a pretty good stretch lately. Talk about the Leominster game.
Yeah, each year these guys come at us and we come at them. It's a battle every year. I mean, they're probably the biggest rivals since I've ever been here. I mean, I was on JV freshman year, so I got to watch on the sideline. It's a game, man. It's a battle. So this week we got to practice really hard, physical. Every play we got to go full speed, and that's just the attitude that me and all the other guys have, is we got to win this game. Because it could really determine whether it's home or away, which is huge in the playoffs.
Right. I was going to say, everybody kind of considers St. John's their rival. But do you consider Leominster sort of the top rival right now, just based off of the last
over the last couple seasons? I would say that's probably the biggest game on our schedule. Mm-hmm. Is just going up to, like this year, we're going up to Doyle, and we love playing there. It's a great environment. It's just the energy is always at the top, and I love playing under the lights, and I'm sure I could speak for everyone when I say that. So I'm really excited for Friday.
Yeah. Without giving away the game plan or anything, what do you think is key for you guys this weekend? I know, last week started a little slow and had a really strong second half. What are you guys focusing on coming into the Leominster game?
We're going to focus in on making great plays one at a time. We're going to focus in on picking up. I know they do a lot of defensive stunts and stuff like that. In past years, they've run a 3-3 stack, and we played a lot of teams like that. So I'm pretty confident with the schemes that we're going to pull against that type of stunts. But we just got to prepare mentally and physically, and I think we're going to do that this week. So I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Yeah. Can you take me through your personal history playing against Leominster, what you remember from past games and what you took away from previous involvement in the rivalry?
Yeah, so when I was a freshman, I got to sit on the sideline for the Central Mass Super Bowl at Fitchburg State, and I watched our guys get beat, and I was pretty bummed, but those guys were like in tears, like it sucked. And sophomore year was the first game that I started was against Leominster, because it was our opener that year. And I've never played under the lights before, so I was just so excited. And obviously with more experience comes more knowledge of what to do, and you just get a little more loose when you're playing. And then junior year, we kind of smacked them. I believe that was the first game, too.
Right. Yep.
But I feel like they're a lot stronger this year, which I'm kind of looking forward to. I love a dogfight like we're going to have. So I'm looking forward to it. Our offense is playing great. Like Tim Cassidy is QB and everyone else. It's just, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. You mentioned Tim Cassidy. One of my favorite QBs to cover. Really, it seems like a really high ceiling with him. And sometimes, we saw, I think there's maybe a fumbled snap or a few inconsistencies every once in a while. But for the most part, I think he's one of the top couple quarterbacks in Central Mass. Sell the rest of Central Mass on what makes Tim Cassidy great.
He's great mentally. He really keeps his cool. We're best buds, so I know him pretty well. I bust his chops every day, but when it comes to the end of the day, I really trust that he's going to make a great play. Like you said, 99% of the time, he's going to get the job done, and so are the rest of the guys, because we go full speed, and he's going to finish the play no matter what. Like, he scrambles a lot, which I kind of like, because it shows a little toughness at the QB level. So we keep blocking, he keeps running. You know, we might get a 10-yard gain for rushing when it was intended for a pass play.
Yeah, and he's a big kid.
He's a load. He's a load for a QB, definitely.
Yeah, you know, earlier in the season, I remember I was at the Catholic Memorial game. Probably the low point for you guys. Well, only lost, so that kind of has to be the low point.
Yeah, no, definitely. I totally agree with that.
Talk about how you guys responded from that game what you took away from that.
Basically what happened was we came out flat. We O-line played bad, the receivers played bad, like everyone was just flat, and I really think that was kind of a wake-up call for us. That was like, hey, this is for real. Like, you're gonna play teams that are huge. Like, we played, you know, we beat Wachusett by 3. We won against Xavier in overtime. Like, it just taught us that we have to play when it's crunch time, you know? You got to make super plays when you need to. So I think that's what taught us. And I'm glad it happened at the beginning of the season and not now.
Right.
I'm really fortunate that it's happening. It's not happening now. So.
Yeah, and it seems like, too, most other schools have one of those one or two games where, you know, not that you're looking past the opponent, but that it's, you know, an easier week, whereas you guys every week, but at the same time, that probably gets you well prepared as any team for the playoffs.
Yeah, I can say with confidence that we probably have the toughest schedule in Central Mass, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, Connecticut State champs last year we played against, and we beat them in overtime. Everyone else, like, it's just, I love that. I wouldn't have it any other way, because I see some teams playing, like, other teams, and they win by 60 every time, and I'm just shaking my head, like, come on, man. Just step it up a little bit with your schedule. You
right, know? Yeah. Well, Northbridge has been doing that.
Yeah.
But, although I do think they have a pretty impressive team this year.
Yeah. You know, I was teasing you over Twitter a couple of weeks ago. It's all good and fun, though.
Yeah, you know, I think I have you guys still at number 4 in my poll, and that's not as a disrespect at all, because I think especially in Division 2, there's probably 3 teams, you guys, Neshoba, and Leominster, that are roughly equal, and that obviously Neshoba's still undefeated and stuff. And what's that? You're seeing Leominster this week. Probably
next week too.
And maybe Neshoba in the Central Mass final if you guys get there. Can you talk about what you've seen in Division 2 this year? A couple good teams, like Wachusett is a good team and going to miss the playoffs. How strong is Division 2 compared to the past couple of years, do you think?
I think Division 2 has really stepped up. Like, you see on the news, like, Division 1 this, Division 1 that, but like D2 it's not a joke. Like, it's serious. These are good teams, everyone included. Like you said, Wachusett not going to make the playoffs. They were a good team. We won in the last 30 seconds with Nick Barton's field goal, which was awesome, by the way. But it's just like every week, just like you said, we're battling every week. And I really like that.
Yeah. To move on to, I know, you're going to BC next year. Has it been interesting or any different to watch this year as it's getting closer to when you'll be attending, and also to have some local guys, Isaac Yodum on defense,
Chris
Lindstrom to step in and play as a freshman. You know, who knows if you might have that opportunity yourself.
You know what? If I have that opportunity, I'm really fortunate. But if I don't, that's okay too. I've been watching my boys. I've been watching my CMAS boys on the Eagles. But it's a different feeling for sure. The way you asked, like, I just feel like I'm part of it now, you know? It's different from just, like, turning on to ESPN or whatever, just watching a game. Like, that's going to be my family very soon. So it's just, it's an interesting feeling.
Right. And I talked to you when you, to BC.
Right.
I forget if I asked then if you were planning to enroll early or finish up at St. John's, if you knew yet, or...
No, I'm gonna do regular.
I'm gonna
do the classic. We get up pretty early. We get up in like May, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But I just feel like you can't. You got one senior year in high school in your life. I love football, but at the same time, it's, I don't want to miss that.
True.
I'll just remember that for the rest of my life. So.
I never had that problem. So asking you.
It's a good problem to have. It's a good problem to have. But
yeah. For, you know, like I said, we've talked about this before, but for the audience in the podcast, you talk about, what drew you to BC, what you like about it there, and what makes you think it's the right place for you.
Yeah, so I've grown up being a BC fan my entire life. My dad played there in the late 80s. My mom went there to the nursing school. I don't even know, probably 10 of my cousins and, four of my uncles and aunts went there. It's just, it's crazy. But, they were so supportive no matter where I went. But I just felt comfortable there. I just felt like I would fit in a lot. And I really liked the balance between big-time football but also great academics.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I like the best about it. I love schools like BC, I really liked Northwestern, Stanford, if it wasn't across the country. But I just feel like those schools get it. Like, you can be great at both. So I really admire that about BC. And it's, an hour from my house. So
yeah, so everybody can go to games.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I actually went to BC for a year.
Really?
Yeah.
For a year?
It wasn't for me. I transferred out. I ended up finishing at Emerson, also in Boston, but...
Yeah,
artsy journal.
Whatever works, man. Yeah.
But I was had student tickets to all the games and stuff. I think that was it Dom Davis or was it? It was the year after Matt Ryan left, so I just missed out. But do you have any favorite BC football memories from watching the team over the past or?
Oh yeah, when I was in middle school, when I was in sixth grade roughly. I loved watching Matt Ryan play.
Right.
He's the man. I drafted him for my fantasy team just because he's an Eagle. You can't replace that. But and I also loved watching Mark Hernsley play too.
Right.
The whole cancer thing, that was really inspiring. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And I really admired that. So I loved watching him play.
He was there when I was there.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was actually right around the time when that happened.
Yeah.
But, and he was still walking around, and you'd see him going into the gym and stuff, even though he was doing his chemo and everything like that.
He's one tough guy.
But yeah, a lot of good stories have come out of BC football. How do you feel about, it's been an interesting season for them. It seems especially under Dazio, the program's back on the upswing. How do you feel about the coaching staff? Was it Don Brown who helped recruit you, or who
It was obviously Coach Dazio was huge, but mainly also it was Coach Fry, who's the offensive line coach, and like you said, Coach Don Brown, so who's the local recruiting guy. I love the staff. They're awesome. They're just such characters. Like the whole be a dude thing, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but it's classic. I it's so funny. I see Coach Adazio's vines. Have you ever seen those?
No.
You should check them out. They're awesome.
I
love it. Yeah. They're such nice guys. They'll give you a kick in the ass when you need it, but at the end of the day, you're going to give you a hug when you need it too.
Right.
So
that's pretty close to what I talked to Chris Lindstrom, during the preseason, and he was saying how, it's they care about you, but it's in two different ways. One is, when they're coaching you as an actual player, they're tough on you because they want the best for you. But then once you're done with practice, they're there to support you.
Right.
In a, they might be hard-ass to you in practice, but right after, they're your best friend.
Right, exactly. And I really feel like we do that here, too. Like, all the O-linemen, like me, Griffin Cooney, Fetty Ernst, Plifka, Bernie, we all do that. Yeah. We all do that. And I really like it. It's just go hard when you need to, focus in, but at the end of the day, we're chilling at each other's houses, having a ball at the same time. So, yeah.
How do you feel that the O-line this year is coming together for you guys? Because I know, after the game against Marlborough, Andrioli was saying that might have been the best or most physical, toughest line that you guys have faced so far. And what type of test was that? And how do you feel that the line's performing at this point in the season?
I really feel that not just the O-line, but everyone is just playing as a unit this year. For whatever reason, we just are clicking. And that's huge. Like, I feel, I'll be honest, I don't think we have as much talent as we have in the past, but we just play together. And it works. Like you just said, Coach A said that we were very physical against Marlborough, which we were. And that was because we all did our assignments and we all blocked to the end of the whistle. So, yeah, we're playing as a unit and we're going full speed. And we got each other's backs. So,
yeah. And, just to wrap up, I think they've covered most of the things I was hoping to talk to you about.
Yeah.
But, after a high school football career, playing a lot of big games, what is the high school football experience been for you like in terms of helping to shape you and as you grow into a man during the time that you come from freshman year up to now when you're coming up on graduation in a few months, well, a little bit,
but yeah,
toward the end of your football career here.
It's crazy. I can't believe I'm a senior right now. I still feel like I'm walking into freshman orientation, but it's been so much fun. I love these guys. Like, I'm friends with all of them, and we just all get along, and I love it. And we just, it's funny, like, you become friends because the stuff that we do down at the field sucks so much that you bond together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, the high school football experience that I've had has been outstanding. I've had fun. I've seen a lot of victories. I got to play at Gillette, even though we came up short, but, like, how many people?
Maybe again. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. But knock on wood, right? Not many people can say that they've played where the Pats play. So the opportunities that I've gotten are absurd, and I'm just really fortunate that all of this has happened.
Yeah. Well, Sean Reagan, thanks for coming on to the podcast.
No problem, man.
Got a
glad to be here.
Big game coming up this weekend, and a few more probably going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so good luck against Leominster this week. And,
thank you.
Good luck at DC as well.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Top prospects we got next, gonna hate on my crew. Ain't no rookies coming, look at the roster. The new kings, no line, took over Mufasa. Got homies over the stove, ain't cooking no pasta. Trying to be the first from Worcester to prosper. I hopped out the hoop, D and into the foreign. Tell Blizz I'm at the hoop, alley-oop me, we scoring. I'm driving the lane, my grind is insane. Fueled up on the hate and I drive off of pain.
This was the On The Ball podcast with Carl Sutherland. You can find my work in the Worcester Telegram at telegram.com. and on SBI Soccer for New England Revolution coverage. If you are interested in an advertisement spot in future podcasts, email me at carlsutherlandjournalist@gmail.com.